Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Do you have a gas station order? Did you ever hear about this?
No. What's up?
It's Anna and Raven. A lot of people heading for road trips this weekend because going into the Labor Day weekend, long weekend. And it started trending on TikTok, like, what do you get when you stop at the gas station?
Oh, okay.
And to me, this was like crazy because I don't think I've bought an item of food at a gas station since I was in college.
Well, not with regularity or anything like that, but I've been on a lot of road trips, that's for sure. And there are foods that are standard, you know, like you've got to have these. You stop in there, even when you're riding by yourself, you need something that's going to prolong your day, make you power through, Anazap, if you're covering a lot of miles.
See, to me, I think gas station, of course, I just think junk. So I think like, oh, we don't buy that stuff. But I'm wondering if I'm depriving my kids. Here's some of the top things that people get. And you tell me what you think.
Go.
Number one, Sprite, Chester's Flamin' Hot Fries, Crispy Crunchy Reese's Bars.
Okay.
Lay's Salt and Vinegar Chips.
All right.
Sour Patch Kids, that I can see. And Bugles. Who eats Bugles?
Well, I mean, they got to be sold somewhere still, right? And you put them on your fingers, and then it looks like you got little wizard hats on there.
Oh. The only thing I ever bought at a gas station when I was in college, and I don't even know if they still have it, but 7-Eleven used to have buttered rolls.
Yeah.
Do they still have buttered rolls?
I don't think so. There's not even all that many 7-Elevens either, come to mention of it. There's about a, you know, like, there's maybe a fifth of what they used to have back in the day. For me, I'm on the road, Coca-Cola, obviously. Mm. Number one, you need that. That's like your motor oil when you're driving down the road. Snickers bars, they bring you back, man. All right? You're fading. Oh, no, we're never going to make it to California if we're going, only 8 hours a day. You got to keep going. Snickers bar and a Coke will power you through. Hostess cupcakes, because no matter how long they've been sitting in that gas station, they're still okay. They're the same consistency they were when they got in there 7 years ago. Just blow the dust off
when
of
I
them.
Think of Hostess cupcakes, all I think about is taking my tongue and pulling off that top layer of fudge.
Perfect.
Eating that and then having no interest in the rest of the actual cupcake.
I mean, you sound like a professional driver right now. Mm. And Fritos, because that amount of salt will kill anything that got on it.
Do you want to know why I like Fritos? I mean, I don't buy it at a gas station on road trips, but you want to know why? Because it smells like feet. And for some reason, I like that. Is that weird?
That is very weird.
Huh.
I mean, my dog's feet smell like Fritos, but I like the fact that their feet smell like Fritos, not that the Fritos smell like feet.
Okay, fair enough. But like, none of those things are healthy.
Yeah,
you know?
So, I mean, what's your go-to gas station snack?
Nothing, because I refuse. I refuse as an adult to be able to do that. Like, I feel like from going on a road trip.
No. Let's say you broke into a gas station, zombie apocalypse or whatever, all right?
Okay.
It's the last bastion of hope. You need to eat something. What are you going to eat to survive? The taquitos that have been spinning on there along with the hot dogs for at least, I don't know, 2-3 weeks?
Cool Ranch Doritos. I'll eat all those, but that's about it. What's the thing that you get for your gas station road trip? Your life or death gas station snack.
Gotta eat it. How about the egg salad? That looks fresh.
No. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Normally, you probably wouldn't go to a gas station to pick up your lunch. Maybe you do. Most likely, you probably don't.
I'm hoping for your heart you don't.
But for road trips, there's certain, like, you have to do it. It's your do or die. You have to get something. You have to. It's just how it goes. And our question is what do you get? 1-800-330-9999. What's your do or die gas station snack? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your do or die gas station snack?
Well, Icy's, hello. And pretzels. I mean, you can't go wrong with pretzels. They like never, you can't make them badly, really.
I have a love-hate relationship with pretzels.
Why is
because
that?
They're fine, but they're not delicious, but they're not healthy, but they're not really unhealthy.
Terrible.
Yeah, they're just kind of like that in the middle thing when there's nothing else to do and you don't know what to eat, you eat the pretzels. Unless they're the fresh hot pretzels.
Uh-huh.
But if you get that from a gas station, it's always really stale and 6 days old.
No. I wouldn't go for that. I'm talking like packaged pretzels.
Okay.
Like, then the icy livens it up, you know, a little salt, a little sweet, a little cold.
I tried to get an icy like 2-3 weeks ago. They're not serving them at my place yet. They used to have like a person over there at the self-serve area that would like hand you your soda or icy through a glass wall at this point. But that person was off, I guess. There wasn't enough people working. I had a free icy on my Cumbies app, and now I'm never going to get it.
But do you get red or blue? You're not one of those heathens that gets chocolate.
I wanted red that day. I had decided they had fruit punch, and it appeared to be working.
Who gets the chocolate icy? Because that's disgusting.
Totally terrible.
All agree on that, right?
Right.
Gross. That's just wrong.
I know.
Wrong.
Yep. Hi, it's Ian on Raven. What's your do-or-die gas station snack?
Yeah, you got to eat it.
So I would usually go for salt and vinegar chips, and then also add in a Kit Kat bar.
Oh, Kit Kats. Okay.
Kit Kats are good.
You know, here's the thing. I like the Kit Kat. It is very satisfying. It's delicious, but I don't look at it as filling. Like, I look at some of the other candy bars as more filling. I feel like I'm getting more money out of the nougat with the Snickers. Mm. That's just me.
You know, that's a good point.
It's not. You eat what you want.
Get one of each. Get one of each, sir.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. What's your do-or-die gas station snack?
I love beef jerky so much. So every time I pass by a gas station, I'll pull over and get some.
I have never had a Slim Jim in my life.
What?
Never once. I don't know. It's a meat stick. It looks disgusting to me. And it comes like wrapped in that. I don't know. There's something about it I think is so nasty.
I mean, you're Italian. You've had sausage. You've had other meat sticks is all I'm saying.
Yeah, but it doesn't come in a package like that. It's different.
Well, here's
They're so good, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like the spicy meat thing and the processed thing, whatever. But you know that it's in the same condition in its wrapper now, 20 years from now, 100 years from now, as it was 6 decades ago when they delivered it, right?
I mean, something about that grosses me out. It doesn't change.
Ugh. It's a fake jerky. It's not even a real jerky. It doesn't change. So it's a safe standby if you've already made the choice to ingest it.
And it's called jerk, which is weird by itself. No one's ever thought of that, wondered why that's weird. Yesterday was a true test about my nomophobia to see how it was doing. And I think I did all right, but no, I still clearly have that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nomophobia is a real thing.
Yeah, you just, I think you like saying the word more than anything.
Nomophobia.
Right.
Nomophobia.
Okay.
Yeah. Nomophobia.
All right. We got it. Explain to what it means.
Even though I have nomophobia, I still have nomophobia.
I know you do. And you always will, I think.
Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. If you were wondering what nomophobia is, here is a, sounds like a robot lady explaining it to you.
Good.
Nomophobia is a proposed name for the phobia of being out of mobile phone contact. It is another form of anxiety disorder.
It's a real thing.
I feel like that is the evil robot in that robot movie with Will Smith telling you that you should not miss your phone because she still wants to control you. Maybe that's just me.
Nomophobia is a
proposed... Yeah, kind of, right?
Terrifying robot.
Yeah. I started doing some research on this because yesterday I left my phone at home and I was on the way to the grocery store.
Okay.
And it was one of those things where I had to make a decision. Was I going to go back and get the phone, or was I going to be a big girl and be able to be an hour without my phone?
Just, you know, imagine it like 1997 again.
It's so ridiculous that this is a real problem and an issue. And it made me feel better when I realized that I'm not alone and a lot of people have this problem.
Mm.
And it's like a real thing. It's your heart rate starts to pound. Your blood pressure goes up. You have shortness of breath, anxiety, nausea, trembling, dizziness. I don't get all of that.
I mean, it's like you're at high altitude or something.
I get more just the panic. That's for me.
So what is your panic about, though? Is that you're going to miss something with your family? Like there could be an urgent matter or whatever? Or is it about yourself being like, I could be in a dangerous situation and I need my phone?
No, it's never about me. It's that I'm going to miss something that needs an immediate response.
Right.
And that drives me crazy. And I think that there's, when that happens, there's two things that can happen. And I don't know which is worse.
Okay.
When you leave your phone for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
And you finally get it back in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
One, you turn it on, you look at it.
Sure.
And you have 74 mixed text messages, 13 emails that and two include from your CFO and all kinds of important things. And you get that panic. You're like, I should have went home. I should have gotten it.
It is always that way, it seems, when you pick it up.
Or there's the complete opposite where you look and there's nothing.
And then you feel terrible about yourself. You're like, I'm not even important.
Nobody loves me. Nobody even cares. If I was gone, would anybody even care?
You were
that
gone.
I was
you
gone.
Went to Target. Right. You went down the block. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal.
84% of people say they can't go a single day without their phones in their hand.
Wow.
Do you think you're one of those people?
It depends on the day of the week, and it depends on the scenario. Like, if it's a regular work week, and I've got to have the phone on, I've got to check it every few hours at least. Even if I'm out in the yard, mm-hmm. sometimes, like, if you're working in the yard or whatever, you come back to it, and you're like, okay. And then you feel like you have to put out some fire. On the other hand, if I'm off, like, I make a conscious effort to go home and then turn that phone either off or just face down, and I don't look at it, like, all night, and I try and, like, give it days.
That's crazy.
I do.
1 in 4 people check their phones every 30 minutes. 1 in 5 checks it every 10 minutes. Mm. I think I'm one of those people that checks my phone every 10 minutes.
Get over your nomophobia, people.
Yeah, hold on. Explain it one more time.
Evil robot.
Nomophobia is a proposed name for the phobia of being out of mobile phone contact. It is another form of anxiety disorder.
Mm-hmm.
See, she wants to sound nice, which is how you know that she really has evil intent.
Yep.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. If your lifelong dream is to see a tornado up close and personal, that's all I need to know about you.
Mm.
This couple, they're going viral this morning because that has literally been their lifelong
dream.
They're
storm chasing.
Storm chasers.
So, it's a real thing.
Right. And here they are reacting.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I have waited my whole life. There it goes. It's coming pretty fast.
Woo-hoo! Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Look at all this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. And then your car gets blown into a ditch.
Is that a cow that's swirling above our house?
We love the cow. Twister. Best scene ever from that
100%.
Movie. 100%. Fantastic. Cow. Then it comes back around.
Yeah.
Another cow. I think that's actually the same cow.
I understand the thrill if you're a scientist.
Sure, you're on the edge of something dangerous.
Yeah, but if you're going to go outside your house when there is a giant tornado coming right at you and take out your camera because this has been the moment that you've been waiting for. To me, I'll never understand that. That's all I need to know about you. Go in your basement.
Yeah.
I think you have to find a bathtub.
And it's ironic. We were talking about road trips earlier. I was on a road trip once, fell asleep in a town, just for the night or whatever, in my car, and woke up the next day and a tornado had come through the area. And the devastation was terrifying in itself. But I mean, listen, whenever you're close to something, whether it be dangerous or not, there is a certain level of excitement. So I understand it. They had a bunch of shows on TV for a while, right? The Storm Chasers, and then it kind of fell out of favor.
Yeah, absolutely. But here, I don't understand that. These are parents, right? Yeah, there's a tornado coming at your house. Hey, get to safety. That would be my first reaction.
I like it when they build a tank, right? And then they've got it's them and their friends and they're riding around on radios. They could have the baby in the baby seat in the back and you're driving around in a tent chasing, tornadoes.
No, hard pass. Yeah.
It doesn't seem like a good plan.
No.
If you're the person who doesn't quiet the dogs when people walk by or the delivery guy comes or whatever, just lets them go crazy, crazy, crazy the entire time. That's all I need to know about you.
Maybe they just know it's a waste of breath.
The delivery guys that come to my house, I always try and quiet the dogs because even though they weigh collectively like 37 pounds, they still sound like there's a murderous rage inside them.
But
because
you
at least
yourself.
The little one there is. Well, I do because, it gives you a headache, but at the same time, like it's just, watching them go that crazy over anything also feels inherently dangerous. Like one of them's going to have a heart attack because UPS showed up.
Yeah, but
you know.
So here's the thing. Lila, my rescue does the same thing.
Sure.
Like when somebody comes to the door, she goes nuts.
Right.
And it's always the same thing. Shh, shh, shh. Lila, shh, shh.
Right.
It's just that FedEx guy. Shh, shh. But she doesn't listen to me or stop.
Yeah.
She has to wait until the person is gone.
But if somebody's walking by, right, and your dog is at the edge of the property just screaming at this person, just be like, hey, even if it doesn't work, just put in the effort.
Yeah, put on a show.
Put in the effort.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
It's when someone states they're pregnant as a surrogate, meanwhile they are not even pregnant, and you've been paying for their expenses for the last 6 months and find out they were never pregnant.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievably low. This happened to you?
It happened to a friend.
Oh,
yeah.
Mom did a surrogate. Mom got pictures, everything, and nope, girl wasn't pregnant.
That's terrible.
That's also the plot line to Tina Fey and Amy Poehler's movie baby mama, I believe.
I thought she actually was pregnant.
No. She wasn't, no.
She faked the pregnancy.
Yeah, she faked it at the beginning, but then turns out she got pregnant.
She got pregnant after that.
Yeah.
You got to have a happy ending.
Right, but that was with her ex-husband. Mm. Yeah. It's a little bit different. Yeah.
Thanks.
There's no happy ending. There's no happy ending. Right.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, there's no, right. 1-800-330-9999. You can always call or text too. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. For a week, Raven has been talking about the beefalo on the loose, which I certainly thought was a fake story and a fake animal that he made up. Turns out it's not.
No. I love this guy.
It's Anna and Raven. In Northwest Connecticut, there's an animal called a beefalo that escaped its owner. And here's one of the local police officers talking about what a beefalo is.
Kind of officially become a beefalo expert here in town. It's a cross between a bison and a beef cattle. He heard us coming, was able to escape our clutches.
They call him Buddy.
Mm.
Buddy escaped
because
the clutches.
What happens is when you learn the story of the beefalo, you start to believe.
Right. So have they been able to get the beefalo at all?
He approached the animal. The animal put his head down, started to paw the ground aggressively. And at that time, the sergeant tactically relocated, as is another term. He retreated from the area.
He ran away from the beefalo.
He ran for his life.
Everyone's looking for the beefalo. The cop, the sergeant guy, sees the beefalo.
Right.
And then he turns around and just bolts in the other direction.
But tell everybody why I love him so much.
So, you know, you're probably thinking, like, get the beefalo under control. It's a 1,000-pound crazy cow that's, like,
on the loose. He's on the loose.
Right. He escaped his owners on the way to the slaughterhouse.
All right, Buddy the Beefalo.
He was going to be slaughtered, and he managed to escape his owners. And here's the police talking about it now, because now they love this guy.
From what everyone says, it's a delicious tasting animal. So there's been a lot of sentiment that they want to catch the animal and make steaks and burgers. But again, we don't want that. We don't want this for this animal. He's become kind of a legend, almost like Bigfoot. You know, have you seen the beefalo in town?
So now here's the thing. There's two kinds of people. There's the neighbors and the police that are trying to bait the beefalo by putting things in their yard, food in their yard.
Come home with us, beefalo.
They want to protect the beefalo.
Right.
Which,
right.
FYI, is the aggressive, crazy 1,000-pound animal.
That was the thing that caught my eye weeks ago when they started talking about it. I mean, this has been going on for like a while now at this point.
Yeah, they can't catch him.
And the headline is always super aggressive, angry beefalo on the loose.
And now,
which I can relate, beefalo. It's been a rough year for everybody.
But the owners and hunters, they want to turn them into burgers.
Yeah, no,
so
at this point.
Two people. What are you going to do with Buddy the Beefalo?
I'm telling you, every time Buddy the Beefalo comes on television, my wife actually stands up and cheers in the house and says, go, Buddy!
Run!
Go. I want a T-shirt. I want something like that.
Run,
of course,
Buddy
I
the
also
Beefalo.
Had steak this week. But, you know, still, I still feel bad about it.
When you get a steak next, I want you to think about Buddy the Beefalo right now that's just running for his life, aggressively pawing at the ground.
We've seen these situations before where, you know, an animal gets loose. And you and I, we voted. Like, if they run for a certain amount of time and distance, they earn their freedom.
It's true.
Buddy gets to go live and be free, in my opinion. He gets to go to a beefalo stud farm.
But he has to go, like, in Canada, because I don't want to run into him.
I like to picture him, like, with, like, a bandana on his head, running away from everybody as they're trying to catch him behind him. It's like an episode of Dukes of Hazzard.
Right. I hope this ends well. That's all I'm saying.
I hope it doesn't end in lunch. Mm. Sorry, buddy.
A study found that it's basically impossible to stand completely still while you're listening to music. Even if you're standing still, Raven, it says that you are moving a tiny bit, your body will just do it.
Is that because you're shaking or is that because you like it? Does it make a difference whether or not you like the song? Because I would think that would make a difference.
It's just the way it hits our brain. Our body has to move in tune with the music.
Okay.
It's Anna and Raven.
I mean, if I don't like a song, I don't normally get up out the chair.
But it could be like tapping your finger, tapping your foot, just maybe moving your hips a little bit. I thought we would put it to the test and see if this is true. Now, this is the part of the study that I 100% did not agree with.
Okay.
They said that EDM music is the music that your body cannot resist. So when you hear things like this, you have to go, oh, look at you. Look at you. You just jumped up. You couldn't even help it.
I'll tell you right now, that makes me double down.
I mean,
I'm in Vegas right there. I'm going to need another shot of Fireball.
I mean,
I'm going to double down. When are we going to the club? Like 3 hours? It's going to be great.
Yeah, look at you. I mean, it was almost instantaneous. You threw your arms up and started looking for glow sticks.
Yeah, I don't love EDM, but I will give it 3 or 4 songs. Then I'm probably tired at that point.
Yeah, but When you heard that, did your body involuntarily all of a sudden start doing something, or did you feel like you could have controlled that?
No. To be fair, that's a song that I actually dig. So okay. That's the Levels remix. I dig that. Avicii. Yeah. No, okay. I'm cool with that.
All right. So the top three songs
okay.
that are considered the top dance songs of all time.
All right.
I thought we would put it to the test. Can okay. we actually not move when we play them? Now, for full disclosure, mm-hmm. number three on the list,
yeah.
I can't stand this song.
Okay, perfect. Let's ready? Do it. Let's give it a shot.
Sweet Caroline. Ba, ba, ba. Why do we have to do that? Why do we have to do that?
Wait. Part's coming up.
So good. I don't even like it.
I lived in Boston for 4 years. I mean, it's kind of like I have to.
Yeah, but I don't even, like, there's nothing about that
yeah.
that I like. And I get it. It's like
your
an
parents
anthem.
Love it. You know, they love the sing-along thing, man. It's like Billy Joel stuff. Like,
but it's
I mean,
true.
You can't help but sing to it.
But you have to.
Right.
Like, I don't want to. And I had every intention of when I played that I wasn't going to do that. And then I just did it. And I don't know why.
It feels like kind of like more just like a side-to-side old guy sachet, though. Mm-hmm. It's not really like a real dance.
Number two, I have this problem. When this song comes on, for some reason, I go into like 1997 Sexy Anna at College.
Right? Right? Let me see it. Let me see 1997 Sexy Anna at College. That's not really. All right. You're my friend. You're right. It's totally sexy.
No, okay. But don't you feel like when you hear that, you immediately start shaking your hips?
Yeah, you got to move.
Girls are like, they start rolling their shoulders.
Definitely a toe tap at least, right, with AC/DC. Yeah. And all their songs sound like that, to be fair, which is perfect.
And the number one song, they say when you hear it, your body involuntarily has to move.
Number one song. Here we go.
What?
It's funny because when the song came out, I was like, this is a dumb song. But they're still playing it everywhere.
I
and it still
you,
makes you move.
Raven, through our headphones?
Yeah, no, I know.
I hear you tapping your foot right now.
No.
You can't even stop yourself.
No, I know.
It's crazy.
I mean, they just did it to close the MTV VMAs the other night.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it just shows you how it endures, right? So
it's
is that
true.
Like an earworm thing, or is it just because, like, I don't
it's
know.
It's because science says we love music and we love to dance.
All right, people. Yeah. Well, now you've got your motivation.
Yep. Now, would you tell someone if their significant other was cheating on them? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. This comes up because there was a trending Reddit article thing. And what happened was it was a confrontation between neighbors. A neighbor had left a note on another neighbor's car. They lived in the same condo complex. And it said, FYI, I will change the language to make it more appropriate.
That would probably be a good idea.
Yep. I hooked up with your boyfriend.
Right.
He said you were broken up.
Right.
And
right.
then in addition on the note, it says...
Wash your car.
Yeah. Wash your car and dump your boyfriend.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know if it's a confrontation, really, or if it's like, hey, you should know that your boyfriend is a liar and also your car is filthy.
Right. I don't understand why she had to include the car part. Like, seems just hateful and angry.
It does seem a little bit spiteful
petty.
There, right, at that point, right?
Yeah. But it brings up a good question. Is like, when you find out that somebody is being cheated on, do you tell them or do you keep it to yourself? Because I feel like that is the worst situation to be in. I've seen it ruin friendships because of that. Because like one of a girlfriend is cheating on her husband and you know, you don't want to give up your girlfriend, but you can't look at, you know, her husband in the face.
Right. And things just get weird inherently after that. Either you're telling somebody or there's something being held back in your relationship. So that makes it a little bit tricky. On the other hand, sometimes you get involved and things just get messy. They get out of hand. You could tell somebody something and they may not believe you or even if they believe you, they may not be prepared to close that situation up. And then now they hate you or they resent you because you brought this to their attention.
Have you ever been in a situation like this? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Did you tell someone that their significant other cheated on them?
I did not, even though it did happen.
Do you regret not telling them?
I feel really bad about it. I do. I was a waitress in a restaurant and they're mutual friends of ours, and the wife came walking in with not her husband. It was a man we had never met before. She was drunk, and we actually, another coworker of mine in the restaurant, we followed them because they closed our bar, and we followed them to the next bar just because we wanted to see what was going to happen.
Wow.
Okay.
6 months, and I wanted to make sure that she got home okay because I had never seen this man before. I didn't call her husband, and I feel really bad about it. You know, it worked out because they got divorced met somebody else and she's completely in love. So, but I, at that time, I really wanted to say something.
You know, that's always the tricky part, right? Because like you say, now you stepped back, you didn't do anything, and it all worked itself out. And you never know where other people are in their relationship. And they may even actually have an understanding, or they may know more than they know at that point. So you just don't know.
Yeah, but it puts a lot of pressure on her to, like, make a decision on what to do.
I mean, she's not there. You know, she's not related to them. It's really that pressure is imagined in your head.
Yeah, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-330-9999. Have you ever been in a situation where you had to tell somebody their significant other was cheating? What did you do? Would you tell someone if you knew that they were being cheated on, or would you just keep quiet? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. This comes up because there's a viral story that's trending about neighbors. They live in a condo complex, and one of the neighbors left a note on her car and says, I hooked up with your boyfriend. He said that you guys were broken up. Mm-hmm. Dump him and wash your car.
Yeah.
I don't know why she has to wash her car, just being petty for that point. But
she could be one of those people that's got, like, newspapers and, you know, old fast food wrappers and everything in the car and whatnot. And you see that, and then you see the dirt on the outside, and you say, you know what, girl? You got to get your life in order. Mm-hmm. First thing, dump that scumbag man and then clean your car.
Right. Seems like the second part she probably could have left out for a different time.
She could have said, do your nails or something. Feel good about yourself.
But it's the most awkward situation to be in, is when you know someone is being cheated on and you have to make a decision on whether you're going to say something or not.
You know, I can remember when I was younger, I was in high school, and I had a girlfriend who was cheating on me, and nobody really told me for like a while. And then I found out. To make matters worse, I was in the hospital.
Stop.
I was in the hospital for like a month after a car accident, and that's when it was going on. Now, looking back at it as an adult, I mean, we were in between our junior and senior year. It totally makes sense that she would be, like, going out and wanting to hang out.
She figured you were dead.
Yeah. You know what I mean? When you're in the hospital for more than 6 days, you know, like, people feel like you're never coming back. Right. I'm not mad about it now. But I'll tell you, when I found out then, man, you're heartbroken. You're humiliated. All those things.
And you wonder, who knew? Why didn't they tell me?
Well, you're mad at everybody because you feel like everybody knew. And you say, why wouldn't somebody tell me? But I don't know. It is tricky.
Yeah.
Can be.
What do you do in that situation? Have you ever been in that situation? 1-800-330.
I'll tell you what I did. I went and dated all their girlfriends after. That was vengeance was mine.
Okay.
Doesn't feel like a thing you should have said out loud, huh? But sometimes things just jump out of my mouth.
I know.
Yeah. I want to tell you the truth.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Have you ever had to tell somebody that they've been cheated on?
Yes. Yes, I did in college. And I'm glad that I did. I told. Because if that was happening to me, I would want someone to tell me.
So what happened after? Who was it that you told? Was it a friend, a roommate, somebody you were close with, or somebody that you just kind of knew on the side? What?
Right. So everyone lived on the floor in the dorm. And this girl lived across the hall. So we were all friends, not close friends, but, you know, you live together. She was cheating on her roommate's boyfriend. The roommate would go home for the weekend, and then she would screw around with her boyfriend.
Oh.
And it was like, oh, my God. So she'd come back on Sunday night and want to see her boyfriend, and everyone was staying quiet when her roommate had been with her boyfriend this weekend.
Yeah, no, that's a big one.
So I told her.
Yeah, that's a big one. Good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, plus on top of it, the thing is nobody's even keeping a secret there. Like, it's humiliating. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that is a public setting, and everybody is seeing that. That's humiliating.
Right. And you brought it up before, but it's true, because you put yourself in that situation. I would want somebody to tell me.
Yes.
Somebody needs to tell me that.
Yes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Have you ever told anybody that they were being cheated on?
So I didn't tell, but I had friends tell me. And I thought it was the best thing that they could have done. I found out so much stuff. Then I confronted my boyfriend at that time and found out a whole bunch more stuff. And now those girls are going to be in my wedding.
Nice. Yay. I love that. That's like a happy ending. They saved you from being with the wrong guy.
Exactly. So I think if you know, you need to tell, because it's going to work out, and it's going to work out sooner than you waiting for a divorce.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Definitely better to deal with the pain today than it is to have it build and be down the road. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 1-800-330-9999. Have you ever had to tell somebody that they were being cheated on? If you found out that somebody you knew was being cheated on, would you tell that person? Or has anyone had to ever tell you that your significant other wasn't being faithful? 1-800-330-9999 at CNN Raven. This comes up because a woman posted a picture that had been left at her car. She lives in a condo complex, and one of the neighbors left it on the car saying that, I hooked up with your boyfriend. He told me that you guys had broken up, and wash your car.
Yeah. It's easier if it's a random, of course, somebody that you don't know, because you don't really have to consider the repercussions. You don't know everything that's going on in their relationship. On the other hand, sometimes that backfires, too, because you don't know the status of what's happening.
Right, because that's the whole thing. It's like, I think if it's a stranger, it's easier to look away, but if it's somebody you know,
right,
what responsibility does that bear on you? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Did you ever have to tell somebody they were being cheated on?
Yes, I did. I waited months and I struggled with it. It was my aunt. Her husband was cheating with my cousin.
Oh, wow.
Yes, my cousin was married. She had three kids and a brand new baby, and she was visiting from California, staying at my place. And he would just come over to my place, and he said, oh, I'm just going to show her the town. But then one night, they didn't come back. And I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
And what happened when you told her?
She didn't believe me.
Right. That's always my fear, is that they don't believe you.
She was like, why would you do this to me? Why would you tell me something like that? She's my niece. She would never do this to me. And eventually she realized that it was true, but she still doesn't talk to me till this day.
Right. See, that's the thing, is now you are the marker. You are the reminder of that time.
Yeah.
Right. And then that's part of the problem with this, right? Thank you for the call.
Anna and Raven, have you ever had to tell somebody that they were being cheated on?
Would I tell somebody? Yes, I would tell somebody. But actually, I was on the other aspect of a relationship where I was going through a painful divorce, and one of my best friends wanted to be with my man. So they asked me, you know, they personally, maturely came to me. I would definitely want to know. Yeah, I would definitely want to tell somebody if they were.
Your girlfriend came to you. So your girlfriend came to you and you were in the middle of this painful divorce. Did you give her your blessing, or did you say, I don't want to know, or are you still friends?
I actually both sat down with both of them and I said, you know, be happy. You know, if it didn't work out for me and him for 18 years, bless you all.
I give you a lot of credit for doing that. That was big of you.
Yeah, it is big of you. On the other hand, it also kind of exalts you of the pain of having to wonder of what goes on after. You know what I mean? Like, you tie a bow on it and you say, you know what?
I'm not gonna lie and say I wasn't still a little angry and hurt, like, because I was going through my own feelings.
Sure.
You know, after putting a brick through her window or whatever, you know, I mean, like, her going against me as my best friend. No, she was my best friend at the time.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like demoralizing me, but yet on the same token, I had to rise the occasion just to be mature and just
After you threw the brick through the window,
clearly the therapy worked and the maturity took over, and that's why you took that brick. Thank you.
Anna and Raven, did you ever get cheated on? Had someone tell you, or did you have to tell somebody?
I had to tell somebody. So I was hanging out at a party, and my good friend's man was hitting on me.
And so, how did your friend take it?
She took it poorly, actually. I would say don't tell him, because she stopped talking to me.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah, we hear that.
Yeah, I know.
I hate that, because I thought I was doing her a favor, but they got married and now she doesn't speak to me.
Yeah.
So if she's going to find out, she has to find out on her own, because it's going to ruin your relationship. It's not your relationship to put your nose into.
Yeah, it's true. It's interesting perspective.
She needs to find out herself.
So much back and forth on this morning. It's all over the place. What do you think? Would you tell somebody? Have you? And what happened? You can head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. Search Anna and Raven.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Jarrett and Marissa. Marissa, let's start with you. What's going on?
So my husband and my teenagers have built this shed in my backyard, this apartment-sized shed. It's unfinished, just sitting there at this point.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? The big shed, the elaborate shed, right? Is this like a she shed for you, or like a playroom for them? What is this thing?
I don't even know what this was supposed to be. I didn't want it here to begin with, but now it's just half finished sitting in my backyard.
Oh, okay. That's the best.
So what's the issue, Marissa? Clearly you're not happy about that.
No, it's just an eyesore at this point. I want to hire a handyman. He seems to think it's okay to just sit there for the next year, and I'm not about that.
Jarrett, what's the plan here? What's going on? How come work stopped on the shed, which is, what is this shed?
It's going to be a multi-purpose shed. It's going to be storage, but we also have like a little workspace back there. We have two teenage sons. They're interested in woodworking, so we're going to potentially get a table saw. It was going to be like a clubhouse for the family. You go back there, you hang out, you watch like the TV. I don't know. Maybe we'll put a pool table at some point in there. Who knows? Ping pong. But we got started at the beginning of quarantine, and now things are a little bit different. We don't have the same amount of just days on end where we're not really doing anything. So we pressed pause on the project, and I think it's just going to take about a year now. And she's having a big deal with that. And I'm like, it's in the backyard. Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, that's great in theory, but I work my ass off to keep my home and my yard nice.
I can understand if you look out the window and you have to look at an unfinished shed for a year.
Sure.
I can see where you could be upset about
that. Sometimes we get started on projects and we stall out, too. You know?
It's my least favorite thing.
We've got the fire at one point, and then another time we're just like, eh.
2 years it took my husband to build a fence. 2 years.
That's hateful commentary.
I need to feel my pain.
Yeah. What we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Marissa, that, Jarrett, you had set out that this was going to be done by the end of the summer. It is the end of the summer, and you have not even come close. So if you're going to have to just shell out the cash and hire somebody else to do it, that's what you're going to do. But they may see your side, too. It's a family project, and sometimes family projects take a little time. And Marissa, you may have to suck it up and deal with an unfinished shed in your backyard for at least another year.
Mm-hmm. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's see it.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Early in the pandemic, Jarrett had a great idea. He wanted to build like this huge shed in the backyard. He figured him and his sons could do it together. They would go home a lot. But now here we are, and it's September. Right. Things are a little bit back to normal. They're busy, and now they have this unfinished shed that Melissa never wanted in their yard.
Well, it feels like an eyesore, right? It's this thing. And, of course, when you're going back to work and everything is so busy right now trying to figure out how to manage that new schedule, it's tough. You can just say to yourself, it has no end date.
But Melissa says, let's just hire a handyman and get it over with, get it finished so I don't have to look at this gross thing in our yard. He says, I'll just finish it next summer with the boys. No big deal. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Raven. I'm on the wife's side. He doesn't have enough time to finish it. Hire a handyman, and in a week, the she shed will be done. But this sounds more like a garage if he's going to put a pool table and a ping pong table in there than an 8x12 shed.
No, it sounds like it's pretty large. You're right. Thanks for the call. You know, one thing is, when you start something, you probably have a vision in your mind. You do want to finish it. On the other hand, when you don't use the space for all that time because you weren't able to finish, if somebody else came in and just wrapped it up for you, you get much more enjoyment out of actually being in there.
I had a conversation with my husband about this. I said, listen, I love you. You're so good at so many things. But household things like this? No, we have to look for people on the outside because I can't deal when it takes too long.
We need to live in this house now.
Right.
Not when that in your mind is going to be done.
Oh, you think you can redo the kitchen? Uh-huh. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Jarrett and his son started a huge project at the beginning of the pandemic. They were going to build a massive shed in the backyard. Marissa was never on board with it. And now, here we are in September, it's still not done, and she wants to hire a handyman.
I mean, he's either going to have to listen to her complain about it throughout the fall, throughout the winter, or he's going to bite the bullet and pay the price.
He says he just needs more time. What's a big deal? They'll do it next summer. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm going to say that there's be a great compromise if they just finish the outside of the shed. It doesn't have to be finished completely. How far along is it? Is it just framed out?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's got walls, but, you know, it's ugly. But you're right. Once you hide the Tyvek paper around the outside of it, it usually gets a better response. Just get the siding on that thing. Get a door on it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like his wife just wants it to look nice. So it doesn't have to be completely finished. You can totally put a roof on it and, you know, finish off the outside. That's my opinion.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. She must be OCD. You know what that is?
Oh, I know.
The only thing you can see out your designer window.
Mm.
See what I tried to do there, but it didn't work.
I think this is a project a lot of significant others have. I think that they start projects and they just lose interest and then it stays unfinished. And for somebody like me, that's a little bit OCD. That drives me crazy.
Right. Thank you for the call.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Definitely on her side. And not just because I'm a woman, but I have a friend whose husband decided he wanted to buy a house and redo it. Fast forward 3 years, it was finished. But for the first 2 years, they slept on an air mattress in a part of the house with space heaters because they didn't even have heat in that part of the house.
Right.
It took years. And if she just hired somebody, it would have been done. It was beautiful, but it took forever.
Right.
I feel like you are sitting in the driveway of my first house right now, remembering good times. I feel like that's what you're doing.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Marissa, our audience agreed with you. Jared, you had said that when you started this project, it was going to be done by a certain amount of time. You've lost interest in the project. And how do you know it's not going to be there forever at this point? Because you're never going to go back to it. Maybe it's
terrible.
Time just to get the investment over with and pay a handyman to come over, help you out, and have it be done. And then you can be playing pool in it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I agreed to this, but it feels like we're forfeiting a family project. But, you know, a deal's a deal. So I guess handyman is the way we're going to have to go.
I mean, you could still jump out there this afternoon if you've lost the fire. You know, I understand not wanting to pay somebody for something you feel you're capable of. But if you've lost the fire, again, you know, you'd be better off enjoying the space than it would be to keep putting it off. That's the one thing is then you'll say to yourself, you know what? Why didn't I just do it this way from the get-go?
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. We'll see.
Marissa, you've got to be relieved.
Yes, I'm so glad everyone agrees with me.
Anybody else has an issue, send an email to couplescore@annaandraven.com.
I don't think she's going to let them forget that.
No.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, it's Roseanne.
Roseanne, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room?
Good luck, Roseanne.
All right, Roseanne.
Thanks.
Raven's walking on out of here. Here's the thing. We have $1,400 on the line. I love when he loses on a Friday, but it's all going to come down to you. I've made these questions tricky. There's 5 of them. You have to answer them as quickly as you can. You only have 3 seconds. I'll bring them back in. I'm going to ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you can do it, that cash is all yours. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number 1, Whoopi Goldberg has been pushing Disney to make a Wakanda themed park to honor Chadwick Boseman after his passing. What talk show has Whoopi Goldberg co-hosted since 2007?
The View.
Number 2, Prince Harry and Meghan have signed a mega Netflix deal where they will produce documentaries and shows. What number is Prince Harry in line to the throne?
6.
Number 3, reports are that the filming of Batman has been halted after Robert Pattinson tested positive for the virus. What was the name of Robert Pattinson's character in Twilight?
Edward.
Number 4, DJ Khaled released a new song video last night featuring Drake on the track and starring Justin Bieber in the video. It's called Popstar. In what teen Canadian drama did Drake portray basketball star Jimmy Brooks? Time's up, Roseanne. And number 5, Travis Scott now has a McDonald's meal named after him, and Charli D'Amelio has a Dunkin' coffee named after her. What social media platform catapulted Charli D'Amelio into stardom?
YouTube.
All right, Roseanne, let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
You did very well.
I don't know. I don't know if it's enough.
How'd she do?
She got 3 out of 5.
All right, let's see.
Number 1, Whoopi Goldberg has been pushing Disney to make a Wakanda theme park to honor Chadwick Boseman after his passing.
I mean, that'd be great.
Yeah. What talk show has Whoopi Goldberg co-hosted since 2007?
She's on the original The View, right?
That's right. Number 2, Prince Harry and Meghan have signed a mega Netflix deal where they will produce documentaries and shows.
Wow.
What number is Prince Harry in line to the throne? I need an answer.
5th?
No, 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he kind of gave it up anyways.
Well, I mean, he's never gone. But it's Charles, and then it's William, and then it's William's 3 kids. So
man.
6th, yeah.
I mean, that Obama and Oprah connection is really strong, huh? Now the Netflix deal? Wow.
I mean, it's a mega deal. Can you imagine how much money?
Next door neighbors.
Now, number 3, reports are the filming that Batman have been halted after Robert Pattinson tested positive for the virus. What was the name of Robert Pattinson's character in Twilight?
He's Edward.
That's right. I didn't think you'd know that.
He's actually a really great actor. I'm glad to see that he's doing all this stuff now. He's really good.
Number four, DJ Khaled released a new song video last night featuring Drake on the track and starring Justin Bieber in the video. It's called Pop Star.
Okay.
In which teen Canadian drama did Drake portray basketball star Jimmy Brooks?
What about Drake?
No, Degrassi.
I no idea.
All right. Last one to tie. All right.
Okay.
You get this wrong, this money goes to Roseanne.
$1,400 on the line. Let's go.
Travis Scott now has a McDonald's meal named after him, and Charlie D'Amelio has a Dunkin' coffee named after her.
Right.
What social media platform catapulted Charlie D'Amelio into stardom?
TikTok.
Yes.
Too easy. Right in our backyard.
Oh, you couldn't get it wrong just for me.
That's not how the game works, Roseanne. But,
trust me, Roseanne. If I could just give you the cash, I would, because I love when he loses on a Friday. But unfortunately, I can't. Uh-huh. That means that he beat you 4-3 this morning. You do get your own Ann on Raven t-shirt.
It's Roseanne, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time.
All right, we're going to have another shot for you to get the cheat sheet coming up at noon and 5:30. The first two answers to Tuesday's pop culture trivia when we get back from the long weekend, and it'll be for $1,500.
I mean, that was close right there.
Real close.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia, what's going on, girl?
Nothing much. How are you?
I'm good. Doing my thing. What are you guys up to? Yeah,
we actually did a lot in the past week. We went on some dates. We went to the beach. He bought me 2 new purses. It was an awesome week.
Oh, I didn't know all this was going on.
The champion, right?
Yeah, look at you. Yeah.
Finding the extra energy in the moments everywhere to make it special before the end of summer.
We actually went to 2 restaurants we've never been to, so that's been my thing lately. If we're going to eat out, like, let's try something new. Let's not go to the same place we go to every week.
I'm there for that. Did you like them?
Yes, we loved it. We finally went to this little Chinese place downtown, 2 miles from our house for 10 years, and we've been saying we were going to go to it. We finally went.
Oh, that's
fantastic.
Good.
The other place was great. Location was great. My food was terrible. His was good. So
I actually got to eat seafood. I think we guilted her into that. She doesn't eat it, so she won't cook it. So I got to eat swordfish, and I had calamari. It was actually really delicious.
I don't cook seafood at home either. I like to eat seafood, but I don't cook it. So.
But you see how one hand washes the other, how it works, because she took me on a couple of those things, and then what? She got some purses.
Because you let him go out for seafood, he bought you 2 bags.
That's right.
Great.
Yep. Because I got to eat whatever I wanted, right?
Mm-hmm. My burger was, like, so burnt. Like, I mean, you couldn't even taste that it was a burger, but I will eat those burgers every time he wants to buy me new purses or anything. So
Raven, what was up with all the expensive buying and things?
Well, we've survived a lot so far in 2020, right? And there's more to go. Just trying to get the right mental frame of mind before we head into the fall. Who knows? Could be better. Could be the end of the universe. I don't know. And I'm just preparing for both.
That is exciting stuff.
My new purses that I may not be able to use because we won't be allowed to go anywhere. Walk around the house with them.
If the asteroid hits, I won't even have to pay the bill.
That's true, too.
So
and it all canceled out the fact that he hit me in the eyeball with a tennis ball, almost blinded me, and also caused me to gouge my knee open on the dog crate because I couldn't see. So, he saved himself from that big F.
Nonsense. First off, who keeps their eyeball on the floor, Anna Zapp, where the tennis ball is being chucked, okay? And then, when you get hit in the eyeball, flail around like a cartoon character and then cut your knee open there. I mean, what more was I supposed to do? I was playing with the dog.
I still don't understand what happened.
We play this game. We have to throw the ball back and forth on the floor. You really, like, slide it on the floor, right? And I don't know, for whatever reason, she was rolling around on the floor and, like, her eyeball.
Oh, with the dog.
Yeah.
I was like, this is just a weird game you guys play in your living room.
Eyeball ended up, like, on the ground. So I'm sliding the tennis ball back, and it caught her right in the eye. And then she's flailing all over the place. It was like Kill Bill, where they're in the trailer.
I felt my eyeball hit the back of my skull, and I was literally crying.
Yeah,
my
survived.
Eye was wide open. It's not like you hit me in a closed eye. My eye was wide open, so I felt the rough tennis ball, like, on my eyeball.
It was like a cartoon character got their foot ran over by a fire truck. It was absolutely crazy. I thought she was joking. I have to be honest with you.
I just like to envision.
He did nothing. He sat there.
What was I supposed to do? I'm not an eyeball doctor.
I was on the phone. I was on the phone with one of our friends, and I threw the phone across the floor.
Right.
And he picked up the phone. He's like, I got to let you go, dude. He's like, I just hit my wife in the eye with a tennis ball.
Right.
Okay, bye.
And the friend was like,
sat there for a minute.
All right, cool. Have a good night.
Right. Yeah. What do you say to that? You're right. Like, all right. All right. So besides the fact that he tried to maim you in some kind of weird catch game you guys are playing in your family
right.
room.
It's really not weird.
Yeah. What kind of grade would you like to give him for the week?
He's going to get an A, Anna. I mean, he would have failed if it had just been the tennis ball, but he did well.
See
so
that?
He's going to get an A.
I mean, I didn't even have to jump up and carry you in the other room and throw your eyeball under the sink or anything like that. I didn't have to mourn. I still got an A.
You didn't jump up at all. Like, you just sat there.
I mean, you were doing enough jumping. And for both of us, it was like, ah!
Nice. Sweet.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.